Just ahead, users of Disney Plus can now share the experience. Streaming service Disney Plus now allows subscribers to sync up movies and shows with their friends. Let's learn how it works. Tom Lason is here, a media analyst based in Seattle. You can find him online at Tom Lason. That's on Twitter. Tom, explain to us, what's Disney Plus doing here?
What they're doing is facilitating my reboot of Mystery Science Theater 3000. So that's the big news out of this thing. But seriously, it allows members, you've got to be a subscriber, to team up and have a co-viewing experience with up to 7 people. So a person who wants to initiate this entertainment-based Zoom meeting basically sets up an appointment on their iPhone or their Android device or on Disney's website, does the invites, other people accept the invites, and they get the movie started, and they can move to the smart TV that they want to watch and basically experience the movie together.
So you're experiencing it together, all watching it at the same time, and yet you're in different places. You could be in 6 different homes, for example.
Yeah, exactly. This is in response, of course, to the pandemic and trying to revitalize some of these communal experiences that we miss so much with pro sports and going to a movie theater and some of those things. And some of the notes that I made here, Cisco, just some bullets about the things that I really find interesting about this is, again, another example of the rapid development we've seen in cloud-based and online over-the-top tools as a result of COVID-19. It's crammed 5 years of development into 6 months. It's been amazing. The other thing I'm struck by is the huge bandwidth requirements that are now attached to the average house. You might have mom and dad upstairs working out of the office, shoving files around between work and coworkers. The kids getting together for this group watch experience on Disney one afternoon, plus all of your Internet of Things and security system tying into your Wi-Fi system, the bandwidth is getting to be, you have a robust need for it. And then my final bullet on this too, Cisco, is the fact that I think it really exacerbates the digital divide and the vastly different experiences people are having in their lives as a result of that.
And maybe leads us toward a world without movie theaters. Is there becoming, I guess, less and less of a need for them?
Well, that's a discussion, you and I have had for a while. That experience, that communal experience is important. That's the draw to go there and to react with people, to be frightened or to laugh. And this continues to nibble away around the edges of that experience. When you combine all the other things that go along with it, the convenience being in your own home, being able to pause the movie when you want, some of those things, I think there will always be people who want to go to movies, and especially to see, Top Gun on the big screen, the bigger screen than the one in your home. But I certainly think it raises a legitimate question about future viability.
Is this especially targeted at younger users? Because, I'm thinking a lot of people might not want to go, I'm in my house watching a movie while you're in your house watching a movie. It doesn't seem as thrilling necessarily as being together.
Yeah, I think for us old guys, the idea of having to wait for somebody else to go to the restroom or to get a drink isn't that thrilling. But for younger people who are going to have a couple of different screens going, they'll probably have some kind of an iPhone, iChat, Zoom type thing going, maybe on their pad while this is playing on the main screen, and they're having this experience and sending emojis and having kind of a Twitter stream of thoughts and feelings about what they're watching. I suppose that's who it's targeted toward, and maybe oldsters like us don't find it that attractive.
Yeah, I'm only in my 40s, and yet to my children, I am the old guy. I am the old guy all of a sudden. I don't like that very much.
That'll never change, Cisco.
Yeah, from here on out, right?
Right.
Thank you so much, Tom Lason. You can find him on Twitter, @TomLason. Up next, Target is not...